Australia's greenhouse gas emissions remain stable, with drops in emissions from agriculture and further increases from the production and export of liquid natural gas, according to figures released today. The report on the national greenhouse gas inventory released by the Federal Department of Environment and Energy shows a tiny overall drop of 0.1% in emissions since last year, with emissions from agriculture down 5.9% due to the effects of drought. At the same time, the effects of drought have seen a reduction in capital city dam levels across Australia, along with widespread bushfires in northern New South Wales and parts of Queensland. Partnerships and Policy Director for Farmers for Climate Action, Verity Morgan-Schmidt, says the figures show that business as usual is not going to be acceptable going forward.
What we really need to see happen is that those who pretend to be or who claim to be standing up for rural Australia need to now start standing up for action on climate change, because we cannot have one without the other. The other part that we need all parts of our economy and our politicians to recognise is that business as usual is simply not an option any longer. Australian agriculture is already copping the effects of a changing climate. It's time for us all to take action and to change our trajectory far more dramatically than this minuscule drop in emissions indicates.
But gas and LNG analyst for the Institute of Energy Economics and Financial Analysis, Bruce Robertson, says there are a range of projects in the works that will increase our greenhouse gas emissions going forward. One of the biggest is an expansion to the Northwest Shelf Gas Project off the coast of Western Australia by Woodside Energy.
According to Woodside, they'll produce more gas out of this expansion phase than they have out of the Northwest Shelf to date. So it's a massive project we're talking about. That's the first one that will blow our carbon budget. And the second one, obviously, is the Galilee Basin, the Coral Basin, where it's not only Adani's, very controversial project that's there, but now that that's going ahead, there's obviously two other massive mega mines behind that one that will also blow our carbon budget.
Projects like the Northwest Shelf have been shown to increase greenhouse gas emissions through what are known as fugitive emissions, or the escape of gas during the production process.
Fugitive emissions are emissions that aren't meant to really happen. They happen in gas when gas is produced in high point vents in the pipelines. They have these vents that let out pressure, and that lets out methane into the atmosphere. It also happens in the gas fields themselves. When they drill wells, methane leaks out. It happens when you frack and you actually connect up aquifers and put methane into them that sometimes finds its way to the surface. And it also happens in the processing facilities. There's just leakages in the system of methane.
Mr. Robertson says apart from the issue of leakage, gas is too expensive to serve as a transition fuel for energy generation between coal and renewable energy.
If we have a look at gas as a transition fuel, it really isn't a transition fuel in Australia. Since 2014, gas for gas-powered generation has declined by 40%. It's fallen massively in consumption for gas-powered generation in Australia simply because gas is priced so high in the domestic market. The gas producers are price gouging the domestic consumers by fixing the price well above global parity level. It's just priced itself out of the market, and that's a pretty sad state of affairs.
The greenhouse gas inventory report shows emissions from Australians' consumption of goods has declined by 18% since 2004-05, whereas emissions from exports have increased by 15 percentage points over the same period. Mr. Robertson says our continuing expansion of fossil fuel projects like the Northwest Shelf and the Galilee Coal Basin shows we're not serious about reducing our emissions.
Basically, Australia is not serious about curbing emissions. If you look at the actual actions of our governments, they're not to reduce emissions, they're to increase emissions. And it's really important to call that out.
Recent environmental problems, such as the severe early bushfires in New South Wales and Queensland, have been linked to climate change by a range of scientists. The dry conditions that produced the fires have also affected the capacity of dams serving capital cities around the country. Dr. Ian Wright from the University of Western Sydney says there is a drying trend across most of Australia.
When we look nationally, it is a drying trend just about wherever we look. There's a couple of exceptions to that, but it's unusual to me historically to see so much drought affecting just about every corner of Australia. Over about 3 years, we've fallen, on average, across all capitals, from having 85% roughly full water storage level, and we've just fallen below 55%, so it's 45.5% today, I think. And in the water industry, 60% is the level where you start to get a bit stressed.
Verity Morgan-Schmidt says groups like farmers are already acting to reduce the effects of climate change, and the government needs to come to the table.
Farmers are stepping up where our government, frankly, is not. Farmers are on our front line of the impacts, as we are already seeing, but they're also really committed to being the front line of climate solutions. We now need the government to actually step up and play their part so that farmers aren't left holding the whole can.
Verity Morgan-Schmidt speaking to me earlier.